Is economic segregation problematic? It would seem silly to have concerns that everyone in one's community was middle class. But does that change in communities where everyone is poor? Much attention has been focused on what are called high poverty areas, usually defined as neighborhoods in which 30 or 40% of households earn less than the federal poverty line. The poverty line is a standard determined by the federal government and currently sits at about $19,000 a year for a family of three. We'll talk later about why geographic concentrations of the poor may, to some, be problematic.